News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The wildfires across Europe, particularly in France and Spain, causing extraordinary hardship and damage. It has caused the largest single displacement of French people in the country's peacetime history. And President Macron has described it as the most difficult situation faced by France since World War II. Joseph Adaman is with us. He's a field producer with CNN in France. Can you give us a sense of just the sheer scale of that difficult situation, Joseph?
Absolutely. Well, as you said, Macron said that this is the worst situation since, the toughest since World War II. This comes amid an unprecedented season of wildfires here, 13 and a half fire outbreaks this year, this summer alone. To give you a sense of the scale, in 2022, kind of the worst, the most exceptional season on record so far, there were some 70,000 hectares burned across the entire year. So far this year, we're already at over 115,000 hectares burned. It's not just the scale of the damage, also the size of the fires. The two main ones threatening, one threatening the city of Bordeaux in the southwest of the country. Those fires are so large, they're creating their own weather systems. It's the first time we've seen that in France. This is a series of months of drought in the country, and the real fear is that we have not seen the end of the season. This is going to carry on in the weeks and months to come.
And that again is what Macron has said. He has described it as France facing tough weeks ahead. I mean, if you include the evacuations in Spain, we now have something to the order of 360,000 people displaced.
Absolutely. More than 220,000 in France alone. This is really in a scale that France is not used to seeing. Wildfires here are an annual event typically, but here we're seeing not only in the southwest, also in the south, also in Corsica. This is really stretching emergency services. We've got thousands deployed across the country, including troops. The French are bringing in military in a way that they haven't had to in the past. So this is a new territory, uncharted territory for the country. We're about to hit a fourth heat wave in the next days. Temperatures expected in the southwest up to 40 degrees Celsius. On top of the kind of the drought, the incredibly dry forested region down there. So the real fear is more fires coming, more outbreaks, and the unpredictability of the weather. We're seeing today gusts around Gironde, the region where this main fire is occurring, gusts 20, 30 kilometres in different directions. The firemen are really fighting to keep this contained.
And anybody who has watched any of the footage that has been running on TV in recent days will have seen the airplanes, the fire engines, the sheer amount of firefighters who are tackling the blazes. Are they at the limit of their resources at this point?
Well, they're certainly stretched. France has called in assistance from around the EU, from as far as the Czech Republic, Sweden, helicopters and extra aircrafts come in. As I said, they've brought in the military. The military have started using their own aircraft in a way they haven't had to in the past, with specially adapted tanks to try and fight this. So far, there's been over 11,000 sorties by helicopters and aircraft. So it gives you a sense of the scale. They're really working around the clock to keep this going. They're fighting back. They're perhaps not in control of the situation. One of the fires in the southwest is contained, another is stabilized. It's far from out of control. Bordeaux itself isn't under direct threat, but there's certainly a real issue with air pollution in the city. Lots of displaced people and fears that we haven't seen the end of this season.
And the same true, of course, of Madrid, where authorities are saying that the situation there, the fires near Madrid remain. I think the words they used were complex. Joseph, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Joseph Adaman, field producer with CNN.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.